Welcome to Through the Word, Psalm 59 today, a song sung from the rooftop. I hate it when people target an individual behind their backs. They plot their ruin at the water cooler, dropping harmful statements, gathering other people to their cause. Their gossiping tongues weaving webs for the individual to haplessly wander into. That kind of behavior burns me. It makes me angry. And it made David angry too. Psalm 59 is an angry psalm. David sings about the injustice of evil men who are out to get him for no reason. Some of these men were his own men. Just weeks ago, they'd sung David's praise, willing to follow him to death. But now, they're David's assassins. Michal, David's wife, hears the attackers coming through the house, searching for David to kill him. And in verse 4, he says, "I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight." But Michal does more than that. She finds a way for David to scramble out the window and onto the rooftop while she stalls them. Verse 1. "Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress. Raise me higher than those who are attacking me." No, in the story, you can picture David crawling out the window, high above the lurkers below, prowling around on the street like dogs. He's praying that God takes him up, higher, even higher than he is now. He's on the roof, but he wants God to put him in a fortress. From the streets below, they can't just jump up to him. And by the time they climb the stairs and retrace his path, he's long gone. But in verses 2 through 4, David cries to God to rescue him from his enemies. "Deliver me from evildoers, and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me, for no offense or sin of mine, Lord. They're out for blood. It's not a game. This is life and death." David feels his innocence might give his prayer a little weight. "I've done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight." In other words, "God, are you even seeing this?" In trying to remain hidden, it's like David is saying, "Hey God, psst, it's me, David, over here. Can you see what's happening?" David describes his enemies in verses 6 through 7 as rabid dogs. And from his vantage point on the roof, you can see David sneaking around like a ninja in the darkness, looking down on those who, filing through the street, look like a pack of dogs hunting a rabbit. "They return at evening," verse 6, "snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths? The words from their lips are sharp swords, and they think, 'Who can hear us?' They think they're being so sneaky, like David can't hear them, and therefore God can't either." And dogs in those days were carrion scavengers, corpse feeders. And when David talks about them spewing from their mouths, it's because dogs will ingest anything, just like they ingested Saul's lies about David. And they'll vomit them right back out to others, just like people in the workplace at that water cooler we talked about. Filth in, filth out. Vomiting out lies, deception, and gossip. Best to keep our mouths shut sometimes, lest we become as gross as dogs spewing filth. But that said, David opens his mouth and cries out to God, putting his trust in God to deliver him. Verse 8, "But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me." Now, let's be fair. David's laughing a little at them from scurrying about from his hiding place up on the roof, scampering away in the shadows like a ninja. But David feels like God is in on the joke too. David's burst of adrenaline reminds him that God is like that to him, his strength, his shot in the arm. "You are my strength." Not only is he his strength, he's the one on whom he can rely. "God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. Wait, I thought we were taught that gloating was in bad taste. Remember, David has just escaped men who were trying to kill him in his sleep. And yet, ironically, he's the one wide awake now, watching them sneak around like fools. He's watching the sneakers trying to be sneaky. And to him, it's just funny. And David, now from his high tower, his perch on the roof, feels what God must feel as people try down below to conspire against him. The Lord shall laugh at them. It reminds us of Psalm 2, where similar language is used. He shall laugh at the kings of the earth as they conspire against him. And it's not necessarily vengeance David prays for here. It's not him avenging himself on his enemies. He gives room for God to avenge him. Do not repay evil for evil, but give God room to act. It is mine to avenge, I will repay. And David cashes that check here, but picks back up again in verse 11 and asks God not to kill his enemies, but to use them as an example. But do not kill them, Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For curses and lies they utter, consume them in your wrath. Consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. David wants his enemies to be made an example of. Twice, David asks to consume them, and I wonder if David looks back at his house thinking how easy it would be to simply trap them all in a blaze and see them become no more. But remember, David doesn't want them dead. He's praying for an end to their influence, an end to the evil they've stirred up and literally brought to David's doorstep. David is paying for the sins of others when he himself is innocent, and his prayer to God is to make them pay for their own sins for a nice change of pace. David repeats his words about them being like dogs, howling because they don't find what they want, namely David. But this makes David sing in verse 16. I will sing of your love in the morning. This was the middle of night. If these men had found him, he'd not have made the morning. But because God delivered him, David lives to see another sunrise. So he continues in verse 16, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. High above the rooftops, above the prowling dogs, above the danger, David sees himself now as secure in God. God has lifted him up out of his trouble. He gets a God's eye view of things. He knows God has kept him safe. He's been able to laugh at the futility of men trying to thwart God's plans and attack his people. But he's also seen how much of a fortress God really is when he's in trouble. My God on whom I can rely. There wasn't much that David could rely on. On this night, he couldn't rely on his soldiers. He couldn't rely on his king or even the lock on his front door. But he could rely on God. Verse 17 ends, you are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.